The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
A protest is being held next week outside the Dáil to protest against the approval of plans for 140 apartments on the site of the former Bessborough mother and baby home in Cork. This comes after a vigil was held last Sunday at the gates of the former mother and baby's homes, last Sunday, as I say. Noel Brown is a campaigner, Bessborough survivor, and also Social Democrat councillor for Kimmage Rathmines. She joins us now in studio. Noel, thanks indeed for coming in to us. Why are you having this protest next week outside the Dáil?
Well, I think that it's a shocking decision what happened in Bessborough. There's never been a large protest in Dublin around these issues. I've been a campaigner for many years. It's usually a few survivors standing outside the Dáil asking for justice, basically. So I think it's time the public joined us and gave us an hour of their time the day after Patrick's Day at 5:30 to make their feelings known. They were very, very strong feelings and a high level of emotion at the vigil on Sunday, understandably, for survivors themselves and members of the public.
And why do you not want these apartments built?
Because 923 children died at Bessborough. Only 64 burials are accounted for. The Commission of Investigation report even itself said it's very likely that there are burials there. There are mothers and families and relatives still looking for their babies. And it seems such a shocking, appalling decision to decide to build on a graveyard. Essentially, that's what they're building.
Are they building on a graveyard? Because I was talking to some people in Cork about this, and they, and I don't know the site at all, so please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this. They were making the point that the latest development is built. It's a huge amount of land, plenty of land there, and that it's away from the graveyard at Bessborough.
Well, we don't know where the graveyard is. That's the whole point. The babies are scattered across. They're unmarked graves. So saying that is completely ingenuous. And the fact the way this happened, there was opposition to this twice from Cork City Council, and they didn't get a chance in a democratic way to make their opinions known again. It was taken outside of their control and a decision was made. The planning permission sign went up on the 19th of December at Christmas and was only noticed by a dog walker. The whole thing has happened in a very undemocratic way, rushed through, feelings ignored, and I think we cannot turn ourselves into a nation that we build on a graveyard. Those children were failed in their short lives in those places. They didn't choose to be born in there. Their mothers were incarcerated there. And for us to start building on what we know is a mass grave, it's the same in Castle Pollard, Shaun Ross Abbey and all the other institutions. I think it sends a terrible message to the rest of the world that we won't acknowledge those gross human rights abuses and we don't serve those children in death or their birth mothers for that matter.
A representative of the Cork Survivors and Supporters Alliance is quoted in the paper saying there are mothers in the group supporting the development following engagement with the developers, and they say they've offered a parcel of land for a memorial in the event that construction goes ahead, and they say they were not at the Bessborough protest for that reason. Is there a division among survivors as to what the best way to go here is?
Well, I think like any group, there are differences of opinions. I'm sure there were differences of opinions in the approach to Tuam as well, which is now being excavated very sensitively. It is a sensitive site. So understandably, yes, there are differences of opinions. But if you only go and talk to a small amount of survivors, you're probably going to get the answer that you want as a developer. That's the really scary thing about it. The majority of survivors were not consulted, and the majority of survivors were at that vigil on Sunday and made their emotions and their thoughts very, very clear.
So what would you like to see happen at the former Bessborough mother and baby home?
Well, it should be preserved. The land should be preserved and it should become a national site of conscience, basically, and a community, a place for the community to go. It should be a park. It should be something that acknowledges what happened there, not sold off and buried over and the past concreted over. That's what people would like to happen, that it's part of the community and memorialise those sites. We cannot forget what happened there. And it is in our history. Up to the 90s, babies were dying in there. And they were not being buried with respect. We're a nation that respect burials. We understand the rituals. And this did not happen for these babies, nor did it happen in Tuam or all the other institutions.
Do you think that is likely to happen, or do you think this development will go ahead?
Well, we'll do everything we can to prevent it going ahead. The feelings are very, very strong around this, and I think particularly in the way that it was done was absolutely disgusting, just to ignore people's feelings and to ignore the votes of Cork City Council in opposing this twice. It is not acceptable.
Are there records available that point to significant burials on the site? Do we know? Is there any kind of bookkeeping record at all?
Well, there are death records that can show you very clearly that the babies died, and if they're, you know, where are they? If only 64 are accounted for, where are those children? We know that was the practice, that they were scattered on grounds, that they were buried in unmarked graves. That's right across all the institutions. So the information is there, and when you look at the death records, as I did before I went to the vigil, it is absolutely horrendous how those children died. They died from neglect a lot of the time, from starvation, and were not acknowledged that they had a function in life, that they were important, that they were prioritised. And to meet the mothers who are still looking for them is deeply distressing. If this was happening in any other country, we would be raising our voices. We have a strong conscience in this country, and we understand and respect burial rights.
Has this decision gone to Uncommissioned Planála at this stage?
Not yet. No, it will be. There will be opposition going in. There will be appeals.
So you will be appealing against it, presumably, to Uncommissioned Planála.
Yes, I absolutely will. But I ask the public to support us next week. We need your support. As survivors, we've supported repeal, we've supported marriage equality in our thousands, and I'm asking for 1 hour on Wednesday, the 18th of March, to support us at 5:30 outside the Dáil to raise our voices.
Okay, Noel Brown, campaigner, Best Borough Survivor and Social Democrat councillor for Kimmage-Rath Mines. Thanks indeed for coming into us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.